Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Dr. Betty Martini here. Dr. Betty, of course, is an expert on aspartame and also toxic chemicals that increase levels of insulin output. People need to realize that food, and especially false sweeteners like aspartame and Splenda and now Advantame and many other MSG-type products actually increase insulin output, which by itself is a toxin. People need to understand that's why there's a lot of these drugs out now where there's big lawsuits, because they increase insulin, they can cause vascular events, so insulin itself is a toxin. Dr. Betty, tell us more about this article which you have posted up. I think you had we're over on Rents a month ago, and it's called The Catastrophe, More FDA Lies About Advantame, Aspartame Being Harmless. Can you give us some details?
Okay, I had asked the FDA if it was going to be labeled, because their website says no PKU warning, and half the molecule is aspartame. It's just another aspartame product. And the other half of the molecule is vanilla. Even Whole Foods won't allow it in their store. It's been genetically engineered with aspartame in some cases. And there are articles on the internet about interaction. So, I mean, it could actually be worse than aspartame. But I wrote back the FDA, which of course is what you're looking at, and the interesting thing about the studies, first of all, nobody has ever consumed advantamic acid. I mean, it's something new that's never been used before, and the studies didn't show safety. It's interesting that they dismiss any findings. The feeding study showed that all animals, that there was a significant change in intestinal weights, tumors, I think there was pancreatic carcinoma, let's see, liver, kidney, endocrine, thyroid function, and yet every single one has been dismissed. Depression of appetite, weight loss, nausea, GIT symptoms were significant. Also, thermogenesis, which is an increase in temperature. But they just said this is not from the study. This is not from the study. The rabbit, most of them died.
Well, the first thing that happens in any of these studies, number one, they don't identify not only the parent compound, but what it turns into. They don't identify how it locks onto the specific receptor classes, like the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor, which makes it extremely toxic. They don't talk about the fact that the metabolites of this is not just phenylalanine, and the percentage of people who have phenylketonuria. It converts directly to diketopiperazine, formaldehyde, and methyl alcohol, which are all known toxins. Diketopiperazine is a component of jet fuel, GPA jet fuel. So people have to start understanding here, this is a series of layers of lie, like icing on a cake. And the layers of lies are so obvious. The people that are putting these together are obviously not scientists. They're either bureaucrats or attorneys, but they have no biological background whatsoever. And they make statements, they assume you're so stupid that you're not going to understand that what they do is they don't properly test these molecules beforehand of putting them into a biological system like the human GI tract. And they don't really care if it causes gut problems like leaky gut syndrome, food allergies, autoimmune disease, or brain degeneration. They could care less. In fact, that's the goal. People need to understand that the introduction of aspartame, Splenda, and these other biotoxins has massively increased diabetes, dementia, Asperger's syndrome, and autism spectrum disorder. All these things are dramatically increasing infertility and all kinds of other problems. And that's actually the goal. You have to understand, these people aren't doing it by accident. It's not on purpose, isn't it?
Yes, and there's also, they didn't publish the studies, and there's some of them we know nothing about, and there is no documentation recorded on what the control diet for the animal was, whether it was another artificial sweetener or no sweetener at all. So there's many things we don't know, reference to dead, dying animal subjects.
But they also didn't measure parameters that could take it out of the realm of just looking at number of dead animals or subjective analysis of their outcomes. What they should do is have biomarkers that can't be disputed by any scientist, but they aren't interested in that, or imaging studies looking at brain blood flow or neurotransmitter levels in platelets or bioamine byproducts that can be measured as organic acids in the blood or urine. They didn't want to have specific biomarkers of death or imaging studies or neuropsychological testing in human subjects or any kind of autopsy reports. No. They didn't want anything that could be objectified. They wanted to make it subjectified to the point where they have bad, we call control study subjects, so they can say it doesn't cause a problem. I think you pointed out some of these previous studies on aspartame, how the control group was themselves being exposed to biotoxins, right?
Yes, and the whole point is, if you're going to dismiss all the findings, why do the studies at all? I mean, this is it showed all these adverse problems, and they said, don't worry about those. They didn't happen because of the studies.
I mean, just keep moving along. Now, there's don't mind the car accidents or the jet that landed on the highway and there's bodies all over the place. Just ignore that and keep driving. You're going to the theme park.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same kind of foolishness, isn't it? It's like, just keep moving. Forget it. Don't even ask questions. Don't ask questions. It's a bad thing. In fact, it's inappropriate socially and negative socially to ask questions about something where they're trying to poison you and your relatives and your children. It's disgusting.
Yes, and let me tell you what else I have attached. If anybody wants to comment, for instance, they can go to op-ed and pull it up.
No, that's what's the website? Because you have two websites, or several. We have the, what's op-ed? That's the one where you put a lot of articles. It's called op-ed.com, is it?
It's op-ed news. In fact, the article is number
op-ed,
two.
Op-ednews.com, op-ed right?
Right.
Yeah.
Pardon?
It's called opednews.com or is it .net? Or what
I think, no, it's oped.com.
News.com, right? Opednews.com.
Right. So they can actually go to it and comment. But on the, well, not on this article, but I have put it out. It says we'll have to add it in the gross letters. Here's something very interesting about aspartame. Dr. Adrian Gross was, this is when the FDA was honest, the old FDA, and he is the one that asked for the indictment of the manufacturer. He was the one that headed the task force, and he is the one that told Congress that aspartame was illegally on the market because it caused cancer and violated the Delaney Amendment. And we've added these two letters to Senator Metzenbaum, and what he said in these letters, and on wrench.com they are attached, is that aspartame is a time bomb. And at the end of the second letter, he says it's all just a farce and a mockery. In other words, here's the man who actually was there involved in it, and that shows everything that's wrong and what happened. And these two letters are very valuable. That's why they hacked down Doorway, I believe. We had all the government records and congressional records, and it shows that, that it absolutely was not safe. The other toxicologist was Dr. Barrett.
So he's actually made the statement that if anybody disagrees with them, that they're intellectually devoid of the capacity to actually make a logical sequence of analyses.
Yeah, well, he was also talking about the ADI of 50 milligrams and how dangerous this is to raise it this high and what it would do to a child. And then he put some data on there and he said, okay, let's make believe, even if we give them the credit of the doubt. And he goes in and shows Senator Metzenbaum that aspartame was never proven safe.
Wow. Well, you know, and this is what I call Rumsfeld disease, and it's an example of a out-of-control globalist, satanic poisoning maniacs who are controlled over our medical schools, our pharmacology, our media, our law courts, etc., and are getting great joy out of poisoning us, just like GMO foods.
Anytime.
Welcome back. I'm just going to read a line of one of the paragraphs of this article, which was the link to op-ed.news. I have the direct link, so I'll be posting that up so people can read the article themselves. The FDA chief scientist, Dr. Adrian Gross, in the aspartame investigation, as well as the FDA toxicologist, Jacqueline Verrett, testified against the FDA to the Senate on August 1st, 1985, when Dr. Gross told the Senate that aspartame was on the market illegally, that it violated the Delaney Amendment, which you've mentioned many times, because it causes cancer and the FDA should not even be able to set an ADI, which is acceptable dosage limit. And in his last words, will never be forgotten, quote, in quotes, and if the FDA violates its own laws, who is left to protect the public, end quote. So we're seeing basically a toxicological crime by elements within the FDA and government, people like Donald Rumsfeld, who had marker so you get things shoved through that shouldn't have been shoved through. And it's also caused a tsunami of other toxic materials, including genetically modified foods and many vaccines that aren't really vaccines. They inject you with things like Gardasil, which is a vaccine that actually makes your body generate the antigens to cause things like transverse myelitis, like this young boy, you can find the video clip, where he's a quadriplegic caused by this vaccine. But aspartame is frying our brains, destroying our genetics, causing people to develop dementia, which is the number one cause of death now in Britain. And in America, it's causing a massive increase in autism, Asperger syndrome, and many other problems. So people don't get it, do they? They don't realize that our government is not just doing 9/11 in Oklahoma City. Our government's allowing the poisoning of the population, the production of genetic damage, brain damage, and genotoxic damage. It's just disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, the GE people over in New Zealand, you'll find it in the article, actually did a lot of investigation on the aspartame, and there were three human subjects. And the interesting thing about it is that there were five adverse effects. And they point to hypersensitivity reactions, affecting blood pressure, respiratory distress, headache, dizziness, and they just missed it.
I put a protocol up on Nutramedical on aspartame and detoxification syndrome. And you remember now, when you have these toxins, the first thing you want to do is, number one, you want to stop exposure to not only this, but MSG-like products and things like Splenda that can cause a recall, and Adventame, which is now kind of half aspartame and this other molecule. What people need to understand, these lock on to what we call pro-seizure nuclei in the brain, called the N-methyl-D-aspartate nuclei, and increased glutamine versus GABA. They increase seizure-like activity in motor and non-motor centers of the brain. They cause passageous myelination of the brain, which you can see on a T1-weighted MRI. They change brain blood flow so that if you did a SPECT blood flow scan, you'll see it's abnormal. It changes neurotransmitter levels. It causes the person to lose a normal coherence pattern between different parts of their cortex, called a quantitative electroencephalogram, which you can do with a neuroscientist or a PhD psychologist trained on Quig scanning. So you can do blood tests. I can send test kits to people that measure organic acids and metabolites. So it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. When somebody says, I want to argue with you, Dr. Deagle, you're going to lose it. And part of the reason why people are afraid to call Dr. Deagle, it's not that I'm vicious, but it's just that if people try to do something or say something on the show, whether they're a co-host, a guest, or a caller, that's dangerous to my audience, I'm going to take them down and do an intellectual vivisection. And I'm a medical legal expert, also a toxicological expert, and an expert on brain imaging and organic acids and epigenetic metabolites. So I'm going to tell you, I'm very angry over this. And I'm angry over a medical profession who harasses people like me to take out mercury out of the mercury, and they're still pushing it. In fact, we had one question in hour one. Or still thinks it's okay to put toxic things in our vaccines, like heavy metal adjuvants. And toxic foods like Adventame into our food supply. And it's in everything you can imagine. It's even in these so-called generic drugs that are soft gels. So instead of using a normal pill that you just swallow, they make a soft gel generic version and add these artificial sweeteners to it. It's just mind-bogglingly freaking evil. There's no way around it, is there?
No, and on top of that, they even admit with Adventame that the only thing it won't be in is meat and poultry.
Oh my God.
If they
could figure a way of doing it, they'd feed it to the animals. It would be bioconcentrated, not necessarily as Adventame, but as its metabolites, and you'd have to search like hell and do chromatography or nuclear spectroscopy to find the metabolites in the tissue. That's how bad this is, you know. That's why GMO food given to animals means if you eat a GMO-fed animal, like a cow or sheep, you're going to have genetically modified people, GMP.
I know, and one of the things that people are not thinking about, if aspartame is not labeled in things and people are used to using it, they're going to get an extra dose if they use Adventame, and if they use Splenda in something, they're going to be so toxic.
It's co-toxic. So, in other words, if you use Splenda and aspartame or use MSG-laced foods and other things that are laced with biotoxins that lock onto the MSLD aspartate receptor. And by the way, most people are magnesium deficient. So if you want protection, you need to take our Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Synaptin, Magnesium L-threonate, which is our brain mag. You need to take things like the CoQ10 ubiquinol and other things that are going to remove nitro peroxy radical like gamma E+. Cell detox glutathione to get rid of nitroproxy radical, and singlet oxygen is removed by fat soluble thiamine or ultrathiamine B1. And most people don't realize that the average person doesn't have enough magnesium or these other nutrients. So when you're exposed to these biotoxins, you literally have no genetic or epigenetic defense. So I'm going to coin a new term I call small e GMP. So in other words, genetically modified people. And that's what we're seeing now, is we're seeing people display diseases that would never show up based on even their genetics unless they're exposed to these biotoxins.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned magnesium, because Dr. Blaylock wrote a paper, and he said if they would only, especially people over 50, if they would put magnesium in the IVs instead of MSG, they could prevent a lot of strokes and a lot of problems. And then
here's the problem, though, with that. And I have Dr. Blaylock on the program because I'm a biochemist as well. You can't get magnesium across the blood-brain barrier unless it's brought with as a chaperone across with L-threonic acid. So when we give magnesium threonate, which is our brain mag, you get large amounts across to protect the brain from seizure in non-motor and motor areas. Just giving IV magnesium will not work to protect the brain. It'll help when somebody with acute cardiac arrest or some of the arrhythmia. But when you're dealing with central nervous system, if you don't have the threonic acid version, it's not going to cross the blood-brain barrier to the eye, the brain, or the peripheral nerves, or spinal cord.
There is another paper that he has written, Athlete Alert, and he goes into, you know, what you're talking about, being depleted in magnesium, that when athletes run and they become depleted with the magnesium, in the end, it's sudden cardiac death. That's what he's writing about.
Exactly, yeah. In fact, he mentioned that he got in trouble with his colleagues because he had a master's in biochemistry before he became a neurosurgeon. And in the post-operative recovery rooms, he was using IV magnesium and neurointensive recovery. So they wouldn't cone their brain as it swells up post-operatively and cause them to cone their pons with the foramen magnum and the respiratory drive center. And his success rates were so high, he was getting in trouble with his colleagues because his patients weren't dying. I mean, and this all comes back to magnesium. Just give them IV magnesium, and your brains are not going to swell as bad. I mean, you will get some across, but if you had a version called L-threonic forms of magnesium and a magnesium chaperone like our indium me, which will chaperone it across the blood-brain barrier, you'd have much better success at lower dosages. We have a caller, and it is tied in with the idea of toxicological issues in your food. The Western Society in America, by the way, if you do testing of nutrient levels in the bodies of people in North America and the West, are actually more out of balance than even third world countries. The problem is that we're now putting so much toxicology, mineral depletion in our soil, toxic fluoridation, chlorination, and bromination of our food, air, and water, that the population is getting more unhealthy and getting disease earlier. The rates published last fall, 2016, at UCLA was 69% of adults over 20 are diabetic or borderline diabetic. Dementia is actually just diabetes of the brain, and Advantame and aspartame and these molecules massively increase free radical damage to the brain, dysmyelination, neurotransmitter problems. And then people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove that. I said, you're talking to the Deagle. The name Deagle means the sign of the triple eagle in flight. It's the sign of our family going back to Norway. And I'm going to tell you, I have clear sight. I can tell you exactly what imaging studies, what organic acids, what platelet metabolites measure. It's not open to anybody's damned opinion. Just like this Dr. Gross mentioned, Dr. Adrian Gross, he's an advanced FDA toxicologist, and yet they didn't believe Jacqueline Vuerit or Dr. Gross, who actually was an FDA scientist, and they actually shoved this through, poisoning the U.S. population. That's why third world countries and other countries that are advanced, like New Zealand, look at this in shock that America has the nerve and guts and stupidity and evil to do this to their own population. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Sure is.
Now, you had a question, Tony, about the use of cardiovascular, which is our flagship formula for the heart. And by the way, don't get the knockoffs. There's knockoffs out there, Extendivide, Heart and Body, Stress Heart Drops, whatever. They don't test every standard in a batch. They don't measure from the right part of the molecule. They don't have the power. And the liquid power, which is the drops compared to the other capsules, you know, these, by the way, will protect you from the toxicological effects of things sneaking into your food, because even if you're a label reader, and Betty knows this, you can easily be fooled by having crap in your food that you didn't think was there. Glyphosate sprayed on your grapes, aspartame put in your fruit juice. You think, well, why would you put aspartame or Advantame in fruit juice? It's already sweet. But Betty, tell us, what did you see? And by the way, you can take that along with Posanol, which will help the mood and calm the blood pressure down. Why is there any crazy logic that can explain why they would put Advantame into fruit juice or add to so many different foods? I mean, it's everywhere. The only place I know it's not in is eggs and meat. How's that?
Well, the thing that bothers me the most is the polypharmacy of having Advantame, aspartame, Splenda, and the fact that there is so much no labeling, and the fact that it's in drugs, and there is no reason at all when you take a pill that you usually swallow with water, that in the generic they would convert it to something that melts or chewable, so that when someone questions, why have you put aspartame in Pepsid, well, we need to sweeten it because it's chewable. And people don't realize that all the generics on gastrointestinal, according to one doctor at the hospital, all have aspartame in it, and aspartame damages the mitochondria and interacts with drugs and vaccines.
Right. So now, Tony, you have a question. You realize these things, cardiovascular and Posanol, will help protect you, but you need other things too. You need things like our Gamma E Plus and Cell Detox Glutathione and Cell Defense Plus. And the reason why you need these nutraceuticals now, which, by the way, years ago you wouldn't need so much, but they're going to provide neural protection, is because if you're just driving your body through the toxic world of food nowadays, even if you're having, let's say, food allergies, and you get a food allergy test done, like I did back in June, it's food allergies to food that's genetically modified. So I'm perfectly happy with eating New Zealand organic, lamb, or grass-fed beef that has the same fatty acids as salmon. But if I have toxic, regularly fed, grain-fed, toxically GMO-fed, toxic food, I'm going to be sick. My body tells me right away something real bad happened, because when you're cleaned up and you don't have heavy metals, if you expose yourself to something bad, your body goes crazy. And, you know, this is a big problem. The problem is the globalists aren't just doing this by accident. They're actually planning on truncating the human lifespan, reducing IQ and fertility, and reducing the world population by 90%. And you say, well, that's just your opinion. They go, no, it's not. Read the World Watch Institute. Read the Georgia Guidestones. Read the Foreign Affairs Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. Read dozens of different documents that they openly say what their plans are doing. And you read these FDA documents, like Betty has been for decades, and she's been what I call the top person in the world dealing with, I call, poison food, especially not just aspartame and Splenda and these artificial sweeteners, but she's picked up tons of information on co-toxic materials put in our food supply and now in our generic medications. This is evil at its most vile form. This is a form of pharmacological 9/11, which is a self-inflicted wound. This is a pharmacological 9/11, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and also, you know, the chemical hypersensitization, people going into anaphylactic shock over it. And, of course, no one knows why. But that's what happens, especially when they get all the aspartame.
Well, I'll tell you exactly why. Every disease state, this is a physiology, if you're a doctor and a pharmacologist or a PhD, put on your listening ears, okay? Every disease state is an electron deficiency state, it's a mitochondrial deficiency state, it's an acid state, it's a hypoxic state, it's a state that accumulates biotoxins like diketopiperazine, formaldehyde, methyl alcohol, and thousands of other biotoxins. It's a state where stealth pathogens grow into tissues, and the genes of cells that are trying to survive get switched, they turn into cancer. Cancer is just survival cells. Degeneration and autoimmunity is just tissue proteins that are now attached with things like adventine to make them tens of thousands, if not millions of times more immunogenic. So we know exactly how these diseases happen. It's not a mystery at all. In fact, I theorized how to make an aspartame or adventine antibody test, just like we did with human serum albumin, and trimethyl anhydride from diesel fuel, toluene diisocyanate from formaldehyde back 37 years ago with Dr. Chung and Fujidati at UCLA. I sent hundreds of bloods in from Calgary, Alberta, when I was working with them on these projects. And by the way, I also got threatened by the Alberta College for doing the research by simply sending bloods in. And Dr. Aristo Fujidati now is director of immunosciences at the top toxicology lab in the world in Los Angeles. So you have to understand, the powers that be don't want people like me to exist or to ask tough questions. They don't want people like Deb Betty Martini, who's written all these articles, which I'll post up, because they don't want you to realize there's actually scientists inside, they're even ethical inside the FDA, and they're ignored. This is the same thing as uranium-1, in a sense. Basically, the uranium-1 is now in you because you're drinking adventame-laced foods or aspartame or Splenda or tons of MSG codames, 29 different codames, that are going to kill you, ruin your life, or make you become demented. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Yes, and this afternoon I was reading a magazine that said that 40% of population already has cancer. 40% of population. Now, they didn't give a reference to that.
Do you know how I can tell you if you have cancer? Firstly, there's a company in Italy 10 years ago actually figured out a harmonic radiation sensor in Milano that can actually put this wand by you and tell you a 99% 9 chance that you got cancer. But if I measure an ENOS2 protein, all cancers make ENOS2 protein. If you have an ENOS2 positive, I don't know where your tumor is, but you got one. And the problem is, you see, the cancer is an escape phenomenon of tissue that's under toxic stress. And one of the most toxic stress is aspartame, Splenda, adventame, because these cross-link even your DNA. And people don't understand, this is a purposeful thing, because right now there's movies coming out like, you know, Blade Runner 2047, etc. The globalists want to vastly reduce the population, make an underclass of cyborg subhumans that can't reproduce. They want to genetically and cybernetically enhance themselves to become demigods, and they want to control the territories of the planet, so basically there's only a bunch of super cities like Ickley, and they want to make most of the rural areas and the coastal areas completely open as their open gardens like the British royalty did. People need to understand the future that the globalists are planning is a very dark one. And they don't care if it ruins the health of your child or causes you to get dementia or die heart attack or get cancer. They want it. They desire it. and they're actually planning for it. That's why these things continue to be mutated, like new things like Advantane comes out, because they want to create a new biotoxin, so you miss the fact that it's not aspartame, it's Advantane. What's in Advantane besides aspartame? What's the other molecule, Betty?
Vanillin.
It's called vanillin?
Yes, that's the other half of the molecule.
Now, vanillin is the artificial vanilla molecule, right?
No, it has nothing to do with vanilla. You know, it's made from some kind of tree bark or something, but when they genetically engineer it with aspartame, and then you've got this...
People ask questions like Tony asked a question on the break, and Tony, I want you to repeat it. You know, what do you do to detox from aspartame? See, you have to understand there's hundreds of biomolecules getting into your food supply that have no business. And not only that, your water. If you have fluoridated, chlorinated, brominated water, if you have mineral depleted soil, so your antioxidant systems aren't working, and if you have electron deficiencies, so your tissues are acid. Every disease state has the following principles. There always is electron deficiency, so if you can look at someone's electron density over their tissues, like Linus Pauling talked about, a field ion scanner, which I mentioned I know how to apostatize to actually build one. If you actually looked at the tissues, it's not the pathogens or even radiation that kills you, it's your own immune system. So if I measured, say, Dr. Betty, who's sensitized to aspartame, her cytokine levels, base levels, would be above normal. But if she got, let's say, a pill like she did recently in hospital, it's a generic version of a pill that contains aspartame, Advantane, or even MSG, or texturized vegetable protein, her cytokine levels can go into orbit. And if they go high enough, she can get cardiorespiratory collapse. And the problem is, you see, the entire population running high cytokine levels, they don't have the protective enzymes or minerals in their body because their diet and their food is deficient in minerals. And they aren't taking supplements to protect them, such as taking things like high-dose Power-C, taking things like Gamma E plus, cell detox glutathione, cell defense plus curcumin, and ultrathiamine B1. They're not taking things to reduce cytokine levels from stealth pathogens like Nutrimune 26Y or my NutriDefense that has the most powerful antioxidant in the world called polyphenol. And as a result, the problem is the population are sitting ducks. And they just, as Benny mentioned on the break, that they actually quietly outlawed IV vitamin C. IV vitamin C would rescue tons of people dying in the intensive care unit from whatever sepsis, gram-negative, fungal, whatever, pulse trauma, pulse burn, whatever. But do you think these doctors want this? Of course not. It's the same BS that happened with Dr. Blaylock, where he got persecuted by his colleagues for saving more patients in the neurointensive care unit simply by giving them IV magnesium. Your comments, Dr. Betty.
Yes, well, you really covered what happened to me in the hospital. Every time they did that, I stopped breathing.
Right, and if I measured your cytokine levels, I guarantee you none of these knucklehead doctors know even a tiny portion of what I know of what tests to do on someone to measure their baseline cytokines and their post-challenge cytokines based on their exposure. And even simple food allergy tests won't measure, because a lot of time when they're testing foods, they're testing for available foods in the general public. For example, in my testing, I showed up being highly allergic to lamb and beef. I'm not allergic at all to grass-fed beef or to grass-fed non-toxic lamb. It doesn't do a damn thing to me. But when you do an allergy test, your test will say, oh, you're really allergic to this. That's because, for example, even almonds in California and elsewhere are sprayed to hell with all kinds of toxins. So the problem is when you take a protein and attach a biotoxin, it makes it tens of thousands to millions of times more immunogenic. And if you have genetically modified food or food feed fed grains that are GMO or sprayed with pesticides, they're millions of times more likely to produce an immune reaction. But I don't have any reaction at all to grass-fed beef, which has the same amino acids and fatty acids as salmon, wild salmon. So we got a problem, Houston, and even the tests you do, you got to know how to interpret the test, which I do, and most doctors haven't got a clue. And you don't have any idea how to test for someone's blood flow in their brain with a SPECT blood flow scan, organic acid tests, and other kits. And imaging studies, like I say, 70% of the tests that I would recommend, I can just tell you what to do with your doctor, and then go to the local hospital, radiology clinic, or toxicologist, and do the exact test I'm telling you, covered by your insurance, and it'll prove that Dr. Deagle's right and they're wrong. That's why people are scared of Dr. Deagle. They should be. Legally, if we ever get to court or in front of the Congress or Senate or a special hearing, and there needs to be one, because our entire food supply is not just being destroyed by toxic things like aspartame and Advantame. It's genetically modified food fed to the animals we eat. It's pesticide sprayed in our food that's not being properly detoxified, like glyphosate, that here in California is outlawed as a cancer-inducing drug, but it's not removed from the wineries and other places where they're spraying it, and it's done to just simply reduce the amount of weeds and other things that they have to clear with staff. So I'm enraged that this isn't getting to the political level, because if politicians are uneducated, and the same with, by the way, the medical profession. I have zero respect for the medical profession. And there's a few people that are exceptions like Dr. Blaylock. Most of them don't have the intellectual brains, the moral backbone, or the guts to do anything right. That's the facts.
Let me explain what happened with aspartame. Think of any individual that would not want to have aspartame tested for what they were seeing in the population. So here's Senator Metzenbaum writes a bill to test for drug interactions, seizures, what it does, the behavioral problems it was causing children, what it was doing to the fetus, and those politicians would not sign to have testing done by independent laboratories.
Well, I got a simple test. I actually talked to the lab director and Dr. Wijidani about this in Los Angeles just a month ago. And I said, well, can we arrange for another test? He said, oh, I don't know if he's really willing to, you know, invest all the time, but I am going to get a lab that will put together my test. And I'm talking to the people over at Meridian Valley Labs in Tutwiller, Washington, and it would be to take a common protein like human serum albumin and make anti-aspartame antibodies. And the aspartame titer, the antibody titer, would tell you precisely who's sensitized not only to aspartame, but a lot of the bioproducts from it, because it's going to be diketopiperazine attached to human serum albumin, formaldehyde, and methyl alcohol. And what people need to understand, these biotoxins attached to body proteins makes them, your immune system think they're non-self, so your body starts to attack your pancreas, your liver, your brain, your heart, your kidneys. And it's also one of the main drivers, these biotoxins, to turn everybody diabetic. The entire population are turning diabetic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
The entire population, not just selective people, oh, it's genetically. No, it's not. It's an epigenetic plague. And if you look at the population, everybody is turning diabetic. Now, my criteria are a lot tougher, but the American Diabetic Association in UCLA last October 2016 said 69% of adults over 20 are diabetic or borderline. My criteria are elevated blood insulin level, which is the Kraft test from Dr. Kraft in Chicago in the early 70s, which we use as a basis for our research. And we did research and measured a number of other metabolites that nobody else in the world has done. I measured insulin, glucagon, I measured ACTH levels, we measured T3, reverse T3. I brought the test from Germany. We did 99.9% of all the T3, reverse T3 tests in the world for a number of years. We did. And I can tell you what I know other doctors don't. And what they should know is they should realize that as we modify our food, we modify the fact of human biology, and we cause a massive increase in disease, genetic disorders, and these aren't going to go away. They're going to cause permanent damage to the human genome and epigenome. For example, you do an epigenomic effect. It can affect, if you properly nourish, up to 5 generations of humans, which will take over 120 years, to repair the epigenetic damage just by a bad diet and biotoxins. So if a pregnant mother is exposed to these things, the chances of correcting the genetic defect in her descendants will take 120 years. Bad, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, the American Diabetes Association pushes aspartame on diabetics, even knowing that it's...
But you know what? They don't measure fasting or 2-hour PC blood insulin or an insulin tolerance curve like the Kraft test, where you give a sugar load, 50 grams, and then you measure the insulin response. These knucklehead idiots. And by the way, when I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, and this year I'm publishing it, which is tied back to leukotriene B4. And our nutraceutical, which is also going to protect you from aspartame, is Cell Defense Plus. It's the most important single thing you need to take. It's a special form of super high absorbed curcumin that will not only get rid of cancer mother cells, but also block the cytokines that are elevated, or a cytokine storm that can happen. So you need that and Power C Plus and other nutraceuticals, because the entire population are exposed to not just aspartame and Advantame, it's MSG and 30 other names and genetically modified foods and biotoxins sprayed in our food. It's nuts. And people don't realize the human race is doomed. And our Academy of Environmental Medicine is saying it's likely that in one generation, 20 years, that human beings without augmentation of pregnancy will not be able to reproduce. And that the IQs of the population are going to steadily drop. You're not going to find any more people with genius-level IQs anymore. You're going to see fertility drop. You're going to see human beings developing diseases that have never before been seen in their age group, like mature onset diabetes of the young, which when I went to medical school in 1973, 45 years ago, it didn't exist. These things exist because of evil and stupid doctors that are gutless and politicians who know nothing and allow this kind of thing to go on, even when their own scientists tell them otherwise. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, to show you, you're absolutely right. When Sweet Remedy was made, they said that they didn't even hardly use the term ADD before aspartame, and yeah. It was directly, you know, from it.
Well, that's why I think you invented the term. You're pretty bright, lady. Dr. Betty Martini, the warrior against toxic food. Fatal Drugs Allowed, I think, was your invention, wasn't it? The Fatal Drugs
yes.
Allowed. I mean, thank you, caller. Thank you for listening, everybody out there. Challenge me. Ask me a question in every area on earth of any human activity, and think of me as the man, the descendant of Moshe, with God whispering in my ear to tell you the scientific, technical, medical, geopolitical truth, and you better listen up or you'll face the consequences, because they have poisoned our food, air, and water, and they're killing the human race. If you think I'm making it up, I can prove it. And 10,000 can say otherwise, but I have the proof.
Google has all but banned.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.